You are absolutely a no. Forget that. We're back, y'all. You know, it's been a good week. You're tuned into the Chaos Cast. No bread this week. We're trying a new scheduling time for our recording, and Brett had an appointment to get his cylinder head checked, so he couldn't miss it. Also, his team's on bye, so it might as well be like he's on bye this week. He'll be back next week. So welcome back. We'll go ahead and get into the recap from last week. And some interesting things happened. You know, like, I'll start with mine. I lost 161 to 219 to Lance. Pretty much what we said was going to happen happened. I needed for Lance to lay an egg. He did just enough to win for him, and then even if he laid an egg, I don't think I would have won. So, and then Amanda gets a 255 to 235 win over Derek, which is she sweeps the Bashams this week. Oh, this Basham year,
bros.
First time she's beat both of us. So is this the year of Victoria's Secret?
No, it is not the year of Victoria's.
We'll see.
Yeah.
We got so we'll get to you, John. You beat Jason 217 to 174. Jason just didn't have enough in the tank this week. He also had like a bi-ocalypse.
Yeah.
You know, he kept it kind of close for a little while, and then you pulled away.
Yeah.
And you solidified first. Although, let's see. So Brad and Lance won. So there's a three-way tie, but you have the most points and have solidified first for now. Let's see. So Brad beat Jeff 238.68 to 170.08. Not the whoop of the week, but a pretty defining win for Brad. As I said, he pulls the 6-2, third in the standings. Jeff's getting a little bit on the slide right now. Let's see. He had also a bunch of buys. This was like a big bye week. So, like, it's not the losses you kind of have to forget. And then the whooping of the week, Cleveland Steamers Rob, 238.28 to 155.04 over Amy and Joey. So, yeah, another whooping of the week for the Hacksaws. It seems like that paddle's getting dangerously close to being in their possession. We got to figure out how to fix that.
Yeah, paddle in the lowest rung on the ladder. I mean, that's... if you want your W's like that, that's... go ahead. You have the paddle.
Right.
I don't want no part of it, you know.
Right.
Sitting here whooping on these lowly teams.
So, yeah. I think the most defining thing about this week is just there's so many buys and injuries. And the closest game was Amanda pulling away, getting it on Monday night, I believe, with 36 from Rice, 31 from Kelsey, and 18 from the Chiefs to help her beat Derek. Derek's starting to slide, and like the Bashams, it's not our year this year. But
woo-hoo.
We'll see. You know, we're getting into the later months and see who's actually a championship team. But Amanda gets the highest score of the week, another good win for her. Anything stand out for you?
Before we move on from the last week's matchups, say Brad played Rob last week. Would that have just made their alliance more, or would that have kind of made there a bit of some chinks in the armor?
I feel like they would probably say that, you know, it was kind of more like who they're like, oh no, you win, no, you win, kind of situation. They were within tenths of a point.
238.68 to 238.28. I almost kind of wish it happened, because I'd just be curious to see. Never mind. I know Rob would be, you know, it's not even appropriate for me to say. So I'm just going to leave it at that. So it would have been interesting nonetheless.
Yeah, and it would have been classic, like, Rob losing because his defense got negative points as well.
Again? Oh, my God.
Well, he won this. It didn't really matter this week, and he got the whooping despite having negative 10 from the Bengals.
Dang. Yeah, this team put up some numbers there.
This is Rob likes to put some challenges on his team that they're overcoming it right now.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, I think that really stands for me. Like, I felt like if I won this week, I'd be in the driver's seat. Now I really have to lock in. And I maybe got one more loss to give, but I don't really want to give it up anytime soon. So for me, I'm down 10th place. I know y'all, all the fans, it's what Clance crave. It's either first or last for me most of the time.
Yeah.
So it's right now it's looking like a last place team, but we'll see how they respond. And looks like we got a good slate of games for week 9 coming up. And we'll go ahead and move to that. We'll start with the game of the week. And we think that game of the week is Slop Nasty versus Cleveland Steamers. Seems like pretty even here, like from matchup-wise. I think this game can be high-scoring. Lots of good matchups on both sides. Rob got, I would say this is a good week for Mark Andrews. He got two touchdowns, but only the 19. That's kind of just how our league operates. It's the touchdowns don't matter as much, but still, I think a double touchdown performance is a good start for Rob. He's got the good matchups with his Chargers against Tennessee, with Herbert, Quentin Johnson, Vidal. I could definitely see at least two of those three having good games. T. Higgins against Chicago. And he's got Devontae Adams against New Orleans. Now, on the other side, we got a good matchup for Ja'Marr Chase. This seems like it could be a nuclear game for Ja'Marr Chase against Chicago. Although, I think he'll still have a good game. He's had good games with, is it Jake Browning? Is that his name?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's had good games already with Joe Flacco's out. A good game.
Yeah.
So I think he could pull off a pretty good game. George Pickens against Arizona. You can always go off for bombs there. I think Sam Darnold could be having a good game as well. For me, I'm gonna go with this is tough. I'm gonna lean Rob right now. I think Rob has a few bit more good matchups and score a little more. What do you think, John?
Yeah, I was listening to them slap fight yesterday, talk about their matchup, and pretty much Jeff crapping on Andrews, like even called a shot, like basically like he won't do anything else after that second touchdown. He never had another. He had two catches for 22 yards or two touchdowns. He did nothing the rest of the game. It's a tough one. But I didn't know George Pickens was third. I knew he was like top 10, but he is third in our league. So Jeff has the number one and the number three wide receiver. Sitting at 4-4, it almost seems like I'd be disappointed, yeah. You know?
Like, his number three is Nico Collins, who, like, if he picks it up in any way, he could jump in the top 10.
Yeah, and if that happens, like, Jeff's team changes, you know? If he can get Nico to, you know, kind of live up to his hype. I think, like you, I'm going with Rob here, but I think it's important to note, you know, that this Tennessee game is going to be pretty big. Whether or not Rob wins or loses, yeah. He's kind of going all in on all their offense.
It is a good matchup, but it is at Tennessee, so they are going across the country to play. Sometimes funky games happen when West Coast teams play East Coast.
So I think it's I don't mind that he's playing those three guys against Tennessee. But again, it's risky. And Jonathan Taylor's running back has been unbelievably good. So yeah, I'm going to take the Cleveland Steamers in this little sissy fight. Not by a lot, though. I think Jeff's team's going to put some points, too.
Yeah, I think this is two high-scoring teams this week.
I think Nico's going against Denver. I thought I said Dallas. Okay, yeah. I'm going to have to pump brakes on that. Yeah, so he's going to need Nico to kind of do some work.
Yeah. All right, we'll move on to Toxicade All-Stars going up against Scoop's Troops. And Toxicade All-Stars need a win here. And it seems like this is do or die, and it's we got some good matchups. We got Jake Ferguson against Arizona. I think Dak can put up a good day. I think it's just like too much on Jason went through Biocalypse last week, so he's full strength basically,
mm-hmm.
and. I don't think he has any like real injuries other than Garrett Wilson, who's on bye anyway. So I think this is pretty much what we're going to see from Jason. I think this is a little too much for Joe and Amy. Got the Lions going against Minnesota. Rome, Madunze, Cincinnati. I think that could be a really high scoring game. He's got Jaden Daniels back. He might be, maybe he'll be a little slow, but I think they wouldn't put him out there unless he could really play. I think he could be back to normal. And then Daniel Jones has been lighting it up. So, but you never know. With Joe and Amy, they got Josh Allen. Josh Allen could put up a 70 bomb against Kansas City. Like, that could be an all-time game. And it's really like, nothing that Jason could do about it if that's to happen. Just Josh Allen, Dak Prescott go off. So I think I'm going to go Jason, but I'll be rooting for Joe and Amy.
Yeah, I'm taking Jason again here. Taking Jason along with you. I don't know if the lineup's been set or finished, but Kittle, still an IR, probably is probably going to come into the lineup. At least come off IR, you think?
I would think so.
Okay.
They have some injuries, so they can move one of their injured players to IR and then free up Kittle.
And Brian Thompson on a bye last week, so that's probably coming into the lineup. So that changes things a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, she plugs in Brian Thomas Jr. and George Kittle. I mean, those receivers look way better, you know, than they do right now. And his flex with Matthew Golden is probably changing. It's definitely a little more, now that I look at it, I'm a little more, it's more of a coin flip now, I think. Maybe a little slight-edged Jason. Jason's team's pretty good. I mean, he's 5-3. He puts up points at St. Brown. Daniel Jones, what a great trade. You know, great trade for all parties. And he's been amazing. Like, is he MVP?
Could be. I mean, that typically goes to the quarterback on a team with a bye. And I think the Colts are probably one or two seed right now. So
yeah, so kudos on that. Roma Dunze has been solid. Yeah, I'm going to take Jason here. But I think Joe has a better fighting chance than I initially thought when I looked at it.
Yeah.
Now thinking,
I think if we had Jason's roster last week, I think you could make an argument.
Which don't say much for Joe's team because Jason had 8 byes. And,
fair enough.
I think anybody should pick whoever has that many byes. You know, you should pick against them.
But. Right. All right. That'll do for that matchup. We'll move on to we got epic matchup between 6-2 purple bleeders versus the 3-5 mm-hmm. Victoria's Secret. Victoria's Secret, they're 3-5, but they've been charging. They went. Won 2 in a row. But Thursday, Tua has regressed back into a pumpkin. He had the epic game last week against Atlanta, but now he just had 10 points, no touchdowns, couldn't really do much. And then, even then, they had Malik Washington, who Brad was Like, was that the most obvious thing that Blink Washington would do better than?
Yeah.
What? After Brad had said something about
it. Yes, that's just the way it works.
So, of course, Blink Washington goes back in. He might be starter for the year for Lance is spiteful like that,
I think. Secretively.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
he let Brad know, though.
He did.
He ain't no dud.
He gets a 16 from Malik Washington, gets 17 from Zay Flowers. It's not, you know, that's not a crazy amount. That's okay. But, you know, he's not disappointing. And, like,
that's better than a poke in the eye.
Right.
He didn't get, you know, goose egg on it.
So I think Lance is on track to win this week. Like, Amanda doesn't have Swift. Mims is out. She's going to plug in Stafford, I would assume. So it's going to, the projection's going to look a little different. But I think it might be too much here. I think she needs big games out of her receivers, like another big game out of DK, which he's been, we talked off air. He's been kind of quietly putting up a great month.
Yeah.
But for me, I think I'm going to take Lance. I think Lance has been rolling all year, and Amanda just got off to too slow of a start and needs some big performances.
Yeah, I'm going Lance here. That Tua has been playing unbelievable. It's been part of our big like push to come back, make some noise. But as we said, and I think the last week, the week before, you know, when she got Lamb and Rice back, we were like, her team's going to change. But I didn't see DK like becoming, I think he's top 10. Yeah, he's 10th.
He's 10th?
Yeah.
Jeez.
So, like, now she has a healthy Lamb, Rice, and then a top 10 DK. And then you can beat anybody. You know, those guys, top 10 guys, they tend to, like, to explode. I think that's why DK is in the top 10, because of the explosiveness. But, yeah, I'm going to definitely go Lance here. You know, with Tua dropping 10, that's tough, I think.
Yeah.
Lance is at full strength now.
I want to pick Amanda, but, like, with Swift being out, I think maybe too much.
Yeah.
But we'll see how it goes. I think her Chiefs could definitely bring her out of this hole.
Yeah, her three receivers can do that. Yeah.
All right. Then for the next matchup, we got the 3-5 Houdinis going up against first place, 6-2 Farewell to Hope. And Derek, like, you can tell Derek needs a win this week, like, or else he's in the pretty much the same hole I'm in. And he had Lamar, Derrick Henry, and Jalen Waddle have really good performances on Thursday night. He's already leading 86-27 over you, John. But those, like, Lamar, Derrick, and Jalen Waddle, like, they hit their projection. They didn't have, like, amazing games, so it's not like it's out of hand. You have Achane with only 27, that he didn't hit his projection, so it makes the projection between you two, like, not look as great, but I think it's still pretty either team could definitely win. It's
sure.
Yeah. I really like Derek's start. I think Derek needs this win this week. You've been rolling. I think maybe you're due for a hiccup game. So I'm going to go Derek.
I mean, I think those are probably his three best players outside, you know, Pat Mahomes, and they all did pretty solid. You know, I didn't get, you know, 50 out of, he didn't get 50 out of Lamar, which I was kind of worried about, you know. At one point in the game, you know,
he could have got 50.
Yeah, like, I was like, oh my God. And Waddle, you know, getting his 6 for 82, that sounds like a Waddle stat. Henry, I was kind of nervous too. I thought he was going to, he had like 70 something yards at halftime or something. Like, they kind of had a modest second half.
Yeah, seems like they let up on the gas in the fourth quarter. I don't think anything real crazy happened in the fourth quarter.
That could have easily, like, been lopsided, you know, made our matchup incredibly lopsided if that would have tilted that way. So I'm glad it didn't, but I, you know, Lamar still got 36. 27-22 from the other two guys. It's really a coin flip here. I don't feel great about winning, being that he got off to a pretty good start. I'm going to take myself just because there's no way in the world I'm taking a bash on your name, you know, especially Derek. Yeah, I'll take me. It's definitely a coin flip.
Yeah, you can't. I'm not confident. You can't let the league think you're folding to him. Like, right. I mean, they already think that you're
strong arm, and he's probably got you. Yeah, I took myself. Do you hear that? I picked me over a Basham.
Proud of you.
Yeah, I'm happy to do it.
All right, that'll do it for that matchup. And then we'll move to the last matchup, which is 6-2 Black Sunday against 2-6 It's What Plants Crave. Basically like a first versus last team. No. Although Brad's in third place. He's tied for first with his record. Although I think I finally got a little bit of good fortune this week. I don't have, you know, I've kind of come out of my huge bye week. And looks like some of my players that have been hurting all year are finally going to play. Like I'm going to have Brock Bowers back. I get Puka back. On the, and then on the other side, Brad, he's got a bunch of byes. All his Eagles are on bye. And he's got some injuries, too, with Calvin Ridley out. Who else is out? There was somebody else out.
A.J. Brown. He's on a bye.
He was on a bye. Oh, Travis Hunter. Travis Hunter being out. Like,
oh, yeah.
He got put on IR. Who's... You know, he hasn't. I don't think Brad's been playing him this year, but this was the week to play him, like with his buys. And it would have been a good week to play him. Good matchup.
Vegas.
So a little bit of good luck on for me. Breece Hall's on bye as well. So, you know, Brad's still, you know, he's filling the lineup. You know, he's piecing together. It's not quite as bad as my lineup last week. So I could definitely still lose, but I think this is. I put me in the same category with Derek. This is a must-win. This is an opportunity for me to take over, to, you know, get a win, get a have a good performance. Now, if I don't win here, like I may not be mathematically out of the playoffs, but if this is like a gimme win,
right?
That I need to win. If I can't get those, then it may not be my year. Right. So I'm gonna go with me. And hopefully it's the whoop of the week.
Yeah, I'm definitely taking you. I mean, what better time to play Brad on a must-win than this week? I mentioned earlier, his whole team is on bye. I think he probably, I think he even picked you to win, didn't he?
He did.
Okay, yeah.
Which I forgot to add. I'll add in the Brad's picks after this.
Yeah, so I think he kind of sees, like, I mean, you're starting Mike Jones. You know, that's never a good sign. Like, what has he even done? Let me see.
He's had some up.
He had 25 points
up
last
down.
Week.
He's had 8-17.
Yeah, I don't think he's all that confident in the win here. I mean, Daryl Mooney and Kyle Pitts. What are we doing? DJ Moore. You're probably going to crush him. But I had to guess.
I'm hoping.
All his best players except Caffrey is Javonte Williams.
Yeah, I think that's
easy pick there.
Giants' offense has been kind of dismayed, but their defense has been really good. I think. This is a tough matchup for the 49ers, too. So,
right.
I think I should... as I said, Brad is taking me as well, which I forgot. I totally forgot to add in. So, he sent in his picks as well. So, Brad's taking me, and he's going to take Derek over John, Jason over Joe and Amy, Lance over Amanda... And then, of course, his favorite, Rob, over Jeffrey.
So, naturally.
Yeah. So, it should be a pretty interesting week. We're kind of getting down to the wire here. This is week 9. We only have 6 weeks left. Or is it 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14? Yep, 6 weeks left.
I had to use his fingers.
I had to use
his fingers. And I would have done the same thing.
I had to because you got to count the week you're on or else it's over.
Throw things off.
Numbers. So we only got 6 weeks left. It is getting dangerously close to the playoffs. And I think this is a kind of a do or die week for at least two of us. I think three. Me, Derek.
Well, I mean, if you look at the standings, you're two games out of six. 10th place is two games out of six, and you're one place out of, and you're one behind, well, you're two games out of fifth, and you're one game behind six. Yeah.
Well, like,
the good thing for you is there's three teams that are 6-2.
Yeah, there are three teams. I need them to keep winning, although I'm playing one of those 6-2.
Well, you're catching them on a bye week.
Yeah. You know. So, I mean, ESPN has me as a 20% chance of winning, or going to the playoffs. Joe and Amy are 10%. I think if either one of us loses this week, that's going to go single digits for both of us for sure. Maybe even like a 1 or 2%. Yeah. That's kind of, I mean, it's not mathematically out, but like you're kind of,
I think what it is, it's the other thing that hurts with the 6-2 is that, you know, those are pretty good teams. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah, this,
and you're playing them, which is good. You got to buy, but
this is unusual. Like, we normally have one, maybe two good teams. Like, past since Rob's been really, this year, I think we got four really good teams.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't want jinx Jason
really bad. Like, Rob's team, I loved it at a certain point. But how is he, you know, poop, what do we call that? What was that? Poop Road or something?
Poop Road.
Yeah, like in the middle.
Oh.
What was that called?
Mr.
We did Mr. Average, but Mr. last Average. Week we were saying because Derek and Jeff were in the middle. We called that, it was like the separation line. What do we call
it? I'll have to look that. I can't remember.
Like, kind of that's where, you know, Rob is right now, I guess, with Jeff.
Really. Yeah, Jeff's been there all year. Basically, on Poop Road.
So who was the wiener head? Who was that last? Brad kept saying wiener head.
Wiener head. Oh, you was talking about Derek.
Oh, yeah. Never the Bozo. Yeah, that's right. No, that has nothing to do with it.
But, yeah. So, yeah, that I really am going to be paying attention this week. I think it's very critical. This week may define a lot and shape up the playoffs.
Oh, for sure.
But yeah, that'll do it for us for the, you know, the recap and the picks. We'll move on to the power rankings next. All right, everybody, let's get into the power rankings. And we'll also just, Derek sent in his Basham index, so I'm going to try and get through that and see if we can glean some information that could be helpful to some people. He likes to see which position's doing well, bench points, all that, and like where certain people, how well people are doing despite, you know, they only play one person. So we'll get into that. I'll go ahead and jump in with the power rankings. And
real quick, did he email that to me as well?
No, I'm pretty sure he did.
I'll have it in front of me. So
maybe search. I think it's Derek Basham one. Yeah, my spam. Yeah.
Ray sent me a picture of his. It's probably spam.
It's probably, yeah. So, not too much has changed, surprisingly, from last week. You know, like, the real, we'll start with 10th. It hasn't changed. Intoxicated All-Stars at 32.1. That's really not going to change until Joey and Amy get a win, I think. And maybe not even that. But the computer has them defined in at 10th. And then number 9, at 33.9, so that's almost 2 points ahead, is the Houdinis, who was 8th last week. We got the Houdinis down at 9th. And they keep dropping the Houdinis after, like, because of they're on this losing streak. And last week, 9th was Victoria's Secret. They played each other. It's hard for the computers to, you know, keep them, you know, ahead of Victoria's Secret after the loss. So number 8, we got Victoria's Secret, 34.6, which is only 0.65 points ahead, but that's still ahead. And they're, the computers are starting to give some credit to Amanda. And I feel like another win, she could jump up and, you know, 7-6.
Or 6-7.
Or 6-7. John is doing the little hand thing.
John is not doing the little hand thing.
He's doing it right now. So it comes to number 7. It's What Plants Crave, 35.6. So it's a full point ahead. They still have me pretty high. I think they're giving me some slack for my injuries from buys last week. I'm not score, like, I didn't score a lot of points. So hence, like, they're not giving me any credit. And there's a big jump from 7-6. So I think I could see myself, if I lose again, moving to 9th or 10th after this week. So, like I said, with 6, there's a big jump here. Slop Nasty with 38.85. So that's 3.25 points ahead of me. This is kind of where the big divide is, or the first big, you know, divide between teams. And I think that makes sense. Just like Slop Nasty has 4 wins. They have some big weeks, some high scoring weeks. So that makes sense and puts Jeff securely in poop road.
Yeah, well, I can't remember what we called that, but
and I think that's what it's called now.
That's what it's going to be called.
And then number 5, we got with, even despite only having 3 wins, the Cleveland Steamers. Number 5, 39.15. That's only 0.3 ahead of Jeff, but Jeff has 1 more win. But computers are giving credit to the Cleveland Steamers. They scored a lot of points last week, despite, you know, the management of the Steamers.
Yeah.
But, you know, it doesn't matter. And so now we'll get to the 4th best team, and this is where the other big jump is. And it starts with, it's Jason with Scoops Troops, 42.85. That's 3.7 ahead. That's the biggest jump so far. It's not the biggest jump later on, but we got Jason. I think they're really giving a lot of credit to the 6-win teams. They got the 6 wins. They're basically, like we said, 7 wins should be enough to get in the playoffs. We already have 3 teams with 6 wins. They're kind of coasting into the playoffs. But Jason's not there yet. I think 1 more win, the computers will reflect him in that. So number 3 is Black Sunday, 51.45. So with Jason 42, that's almost 9 points ahead of Jason. The biggest jump of the whole power rankings is from Jason to Brad. Which I'm glad Brad isn't here. Yeah. He wouldn't be able to get his head out of the door after me saying that when he's leaving. So,
Isn't he getting that looked at today?
That's right. He is getting, he's getting the silver head.
It's better on all fronts.
Yeah. Wasn't here. It would have made it so much harder for that cylinder head doctor. Number 2. With 55.3 points is Purple Bleeders. Lance is almost 4 points ahead of Brad. Not as defined as Jason to Brad, but still pretty big jump. What can you say about Lance? It seems to have been the most consistent all year. He hasn't had, like, I don't think he's had a whooping this year. You know, maybe it's his opponents have been scoring just enough, or he's not had like that 300 bomb yet. He's just been scoring the 230, 240, 250 almost every week.
It's kind of strange. You look at his overall points versus points against. There's a pretty big gap there. Like, you think he would have had a whooping.
Yeah.
Maybe he did.
Maybe Brad missed that. Brad can correct us there. And then that leaves you, John. 59.2 points.
Love
first
it.
Place.
Whew.
You've had the target on your back for two, 3 weeks now, and nobody's been able to, you know, take you off that.
I had Rob kind of clip my wings a little bit, but it didn't really hurt.
Yeah.
Like I thought it would, but, you know.
You've been able to maintain the top spot, at least.
I'll take it.
So, yeah, not too much changes. Like, more of like a not change after some losses. I mean, like, I've stayed at 7th. Amanda did jump up 1. I would have expected Amanda to jump ahead of me. You know, she's on a 2-win streak.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, computers, they do be worked like that.
But to add some context, like, if you look at our league, like, how they do the playoff percentages, the top four, they're all in the 90% plus to make the playoffs. And then the fifth spot is Jeff, is at 69%. So our app likes Jeff more than your rankings. And Rob is right behind him in 6th, but it's 38%.
Yeah.
So it's kind of strange. It feels like the top five, the app with our scoring, really loves more so than not the top five. Mm-hmm. And then there's a big drop. There's the poop road. Really starts with Rob if you look at our ESPN rankings. It's kind of wild. And Derek is at 41%. He's 2 spots below Rob. So it's kind of interesting to see how they don't agree with one another.
Yeah. I don't know exactly what ESPN's looking at. I mean, it could be the remaining schedule or just
projections of players. But this knows the tiebreaker situation, whereas yours don't.
That's true.
So though that is a metric that, you know, obviously that in, you know, weeks 12 and 13 will play a major factor, who gets in and who gets out. But it is interesting to see the difference.
Yeah. So we'll move on to the Basham Index, as Derek calls it. And Index has Lance in first, over John in second, then Brad, then Jeff, Amanda, Jason, me, Rob in 8th, Derek in 9th, and then last place Joey. So a little bit changes here. And it's based on who they would win, you know, against everyone all week. Like, Lance would have a better record. It's only 1 win more. He's 50-22, and John, you would be 49-23. So just like 1 win difference, despite you averaging 13 more points per week than him.
Dang.
So he's had some opponent, like we said, like maybe opponents haven't been performing as well, but like he hasn't had those massive weeks yet, but his margin of victory has been great.
He's more consistent,
right?
By a game. What's your overall like versus the league?
Mine is 32-40.
Is that the worst?
I don't know. The worst is Joey and Amy. They're 16-56. So I'm middle of the road. Like I'm the highest losing record team. So like, yeah, Rob is 31-41, Derek is 28-44. I'm mistaken, Jason's the highest losing record team. He's 35-37. So like, I feel like Jason's had up and down weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of reflected where this is showing him as average. Like, he's had, I think his team will jump up higher as he gets more healthy. Amanda's 36-36, so this could be poop road.
Miss average.
Jeff is 39-33. Brad is 44-28.
Okay.
So there's only 3 teams that have 40 wins or more. So, and it's the 3 teams that have been, you know, most consistent, you know, and have 6-2 records. Let's see. So, last week, Amanda had the high scoring. So we'll go into the averages. You were 242 per week. You're 242 per week. Lance is 229. Brad, 224. Jeff, 210.9. Rob, 210.04. I think Rob's had some high scoring teams against him. I feel like that's why he's at the bottom. But, well, I guess that doesn't make sense. He's just scored less, or he's his margin. He's had some really high scoring wins, but then some losses.
Yeah, that could be true.
So, and then Amanda is 208.1. I'm 206. Derek's 200, and then Joey and Amy are 188. It's kind of showing like that they probably have the worst luck so far, and they've had a ton of injuries, not been able to recover from them. So, what else is there? Let's see, we got bench points. Who has the most bench? I'm trying to. It's so most points missed is Derek with 239 points missed for the. I assume this is for the whole year.
Yeah, I would assume that to be. I think since he's had of course Lamar's been hurt, so that's still pretty wild. And he's got three really good. I know Jeff was saying that Bakebo's not been performing lately. I don't remember, but. He's had two. Those three were pretty good at one time.
Yeah.
So he probably left a lot on the bench there.
So yeah, and then he's at a high percentage of missed of his points. Like it's his points have been really critical, and it's not been working out. There's been a lot of tough decisions for Derek.
Mm-hmm.
So if Derek's in last, and then first place is Amanda, only 114. 0.4 bench to points missed. So that shows you kind of the margin. 239 to 114. She's been able to accumulate that many points, or not have to worry about that many points. And Derek has the highest percentage missed, and then total points. If the manager was perfect, if they didn't make any mistakes. John, you would have the highest points with 2,162. And Joey and Amy would be the lowest of 1,722. So it's not. So yeah. A little bit interesting, just management wise, who's doing the best they can be. And looks like Derek needs to pick that up.
Yeah, Derek, pick it up.
Let's see. We go points by position. Derek has the highest QB points, 508. John, you have the highest running back points, 888. Lance has the highest wide receiver points, 805. Let's see.
Do you think that changes? With Jeff, do you think he can end up taking that?
I think Lance's are really good. I think Nico would really need to pick it up, or maybe more CJ Stroud needs to pick it up for Jeff to pick up. Although Jeff is in second with 726, so he's right. He's
about 80 points. I would, if I had to make a guess, I bet Jeff finishes the best. I think Nico is going to turn around.
We'll have to look at Stroud. Want to check that out in 6 weeks, or maybe after the playoffs. The tight end, you have the most tight end points, 181, with Jason and Lance right behind them. And you also have the highest defense points with 131 with Brad and Lance behind you. With wide receiver, third place. So Lance and Jeff are way ahead wide receiver points, and third place is the big divide is Jason with 577 points. Ooh. So that's a huge divide where you two are, Lance and Jeff are getting huge advantages there.
What's the divide on the running backs? Where's that break off?
So running backs. There's you have 888, and then second place is Rob with 714. So you got
he has the best running back.
Yeah, he's got Taylor and Saquon.
Brad, is he up there?
Brad is in third with 709. So he's right behind Rob. And then...
As per usual.
Of course. And then looks like fourth place is Amanda with 538.
Mm.
Yeah. And then QB points. So like I said, Derek was 508. Second place is Joe and Amy with 447.
And Dak and...
Dak and, said Drake May?
Drake. No, Jeff said Drake
May. Oh,
Josh Allen.
Josh Allen, of course.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So yeah, that makes sense. And then Brad is third place, 525.
Which he probably would have been in first if he didn't make that trade. You know, Derek, Daniels and Hurts.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, that'll do it. Maybe. Hopefully I explain that as best I can. Derek will probably tell me if I missed anything.
I think you covered.
But yeah, lots of interesting data. So yeah, that'll do it for the power rankings and the index. We'll move into the mailbag next.
All right, everybody, let's jump into the mailbag. Jeff wrote in, well, Rob's loss to the slops this week sent the hacksaws into a tailspin, ultimately ending in them becoming arch rivals and hating each other's ugly faces.
I hope so. Like, I don't know. It's really like true love, but it would be like a tragedy, you know, in a way.
You almost hate it because
you kind of want to see it.
You see two ugly people love each other. You kind of want
to... You don't want them to...
Yeah, you want them to kind of stay together, you know? So I hope that's not the case. But I guess anything's possible.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to see it if it does.
Well, Jeff also wrote in, has Levi developed superpowers from getting pepper ball like Spider-Man when he got bit by a radioactive spider? How's the eye doing?
It's a lot better now. and incident where I was cutting, or I was... making appetizers for the Halloween party and jalapeno poppers and ended up rubbing my eyes. Like, it wasn't like I did it while I was playing. It was like later on, didn't realize like that I needed to wash my hands a lot more, and I touched my face and my eyes and it was over. And fortunately I didn't get any superpowers. That would have been sweet. I don't know.
Your team didn't get any better.
No, I did. Did all I could to, you know, really make it a disaster. Not last week, so
not to tattle, but Jeff called you soft.
Soft.
He's like, that's a soft thing, which I imagine that it hurt.
It was like pepper spray. Like, I couldn't see for like, you know, a good while.
God dang. You know, as soft as Jeff thought. All right, Derek wrote in true strong arm fashion, does this week's game decide the true leader of the strong arms? John, I like that you have stepped up your game this year and respect your team, but I'm keeping my top spot. You know? What do you think of that?
Could you repeat that again? Sorry.
If in true strong arm fashion, does this week's game decide the true leader of the strong arms? John, I like that you stepped up your game this year and respect your team, but I'm keeping my top spot.
Ooh, I mean, like, you are in first place. I mean, like, that was... how does Derek have the top spot?
That's what I'm thinking. Like, it's not even... I think that the question has been asked and answered several weeks ago.
I mean, if you lose, I mean, then it maybe it's a debate. But I don't think there's a question right now.
Right. What I think is if the winner of our game, we take the top spot in the Hacksaw Alliance. We lead their alliance, is what I think. What do you think of that, Levi?
I'm with you.
I think we take over the Hacksaws. Like, they have, because, you know, regardless, potentially I could still be in first. If I win, I'm still in first. And I'd be above everyone. So I think I feel like I could strong arm any alliance that I want. Right? Is that how it works when you're on the top?
I think you're making up rules here, but...
I think that's fair game. I like where Derek's headed. I respect that Derek, you know, he's got a lot of fight in him, you know, for being on the outside looking in. I appreciate it. But for sure, definitely I'm the leader, no matter if I win. There's no question there. Derek wins, no. I think he needs to do more, for sure. Like, he's still got to win some games.
Yeah, he's got a lot to
do. Yeah, I mean, 500.
Could be like a, you know, Ohio State losing to Michigan situation. Like, yeah, like this.
Even though you're number one.
Rival, you know.
We're not really, like, yeah. Yeah, I for sure, yes. I'm at the top. I don't know why Derek thinks he's at the top. That's kind of, it's a little weird take, but sure, we'll allow it. Jeff wrote in, after John's loss to Rob, did Derek strong arm John out of his cursed powers? And did Derek just curse John by saying he respects his team?
Derek cursed John by saying he respects his team? I don't know. Like, I feel like it needs to come from someone in a different alliance, in a way. Like, It's got to be, like, me saying Brad's team's the best team in the league, or like, with you saying it's Rob. Like, it's the curse can't be coming from inside the house, in a way.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like, in a way, Derek has strong-armed the Union Brothers Alliance and making Jeff think that he has that kind of power.
Maybe. Yeah, you know, just like, convince him to...
Yeah, like Jeff kinda ceded power to Derek for no reason, as if he can.
So you're letting Derek be the strong arm to somebody else?
Yeah, like I feel like Derek is in the Union Brothers Alliance. He's already been in that alliance if Jeff is just falling right in line. Yeah, if you ask me.
Yeah.
And no, I don't think Derek cursed me at all. I'm in first place.
At least not fantasy football. Maybe right. Cursed you in other areas.
Maybe. But yeah, I say that Derek may be a part of the Union Brothers Alliance. We'll have to see how that shakes out.
Oh, yeah. Makes more sense than Brad being in the Union Brothers Alliance.
Yeah, that was weird. All right, Dr. Teeth wrote in, Levi, you have a single-use time machine, and killing Hitler is off the table. Do you go back and draft a better team, or go back a week and stop you from macing yourself?
I would stop myself from macing myself. I like my team. It's just like, unfortunate things have happened. So, like, I really like rooting for my team this year. It's not like, as opposed to, like, you know, 2 years ago, I didn't really like my team. It was kind of hard to root for a lot of the players I had, despite coming in the finals or, almost winning.
Mm-hmm.
It was really like Gibbs and JSN, and everyone was like kind of disappointing to me. And they almost won it on their own. This year, I got so many players that I like rooting for. It's definitely like macing myself would be the thing. I spent like a while just like rinsing my eyes out, just like taking the shower and it's probably like 30 minutes to just like put like spraying water into my eyes from the shower head. Like, it was that bad.
All right, so I'll spin the question a little different then. If I had a jalapeno sitting right here, I said, Levi, if you dip your finger on it and wipe your eye, you will go to 6-2. Would you do it?
I think I could do that, just a little bit. But the thing is, though, that's not what happens.
Right? Yeah, I get what you're saying. But I'm saying, so you would take another macing to be 6-2.
Oh yeah, probably.
Okay. So I got you. That's interesting. Hang on. All right. He also wrote in, after a devastating loss to Victoria's Secret, do you think the Houdinis have a chance to show up in the playoffs, or is Derek's team on an ocean gate tour on the way to visit what plants crave?
Does that mean that I'm out?
I don't think Dr. Teeth is liking your team.
Yeah, it seems like I'm
Or your toughness.
My toughness, apparently.
You kind of questioned that as well.
I don't think I'm out of it, so if I don't think I'm out of it, then Derek's not out of it.
I'll answer it. Yes, I think that loss to Derek put him behind the eight ball. You know, both of you guys, obviously, you're on the outside, way outside looking in, you know, just by record. You're not out of it for sure. But, yeah, I think that loss to Derek, it definitely hurt. I mean, it put her ahead of him. So, you know, he's got to make some noise here in the next couple weeks.
Yeah.
He also, his last question he wrote in, what pocket universe has the Hadron Collider created that the Spears Bros are lording over in the first place? Lording over first place. The new world is strange and unfamiliar, but at least Jeff is still firmly in the middle, proving some things in the multiverse are cosmically consistent.
Yeah, you need some constants to have the variables. You know.
Do what?
it can't be all chaos. There needs to be someone that's always, there is something always happening, like there's always an Earth or whatever, and that is Jeff being mediocre.
Right, he's the thread, you know, the main thread.
Right, and then everything it separates from there.
So he's like Deadpool? Like he's the main character? How was that? What was that in that movie? What do they call that?
I never saw that movie.
Deadpool versus Wolverine.
But they go different timelines. But
right, but there's a main person in each, and that person, everything, the lines come off of that person.
Right. That's Jeff.
And if you remove Jeff from that timeline, that whole timeline shatters. So Jeff is the main thread.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, like you said, you can't have all chaos. It's just too much. It won't survive. So that is, me being in first is the thread off of Jeff. As long as he remains constant, I can, that allows me to be in first.
That's a possibility.
Yes. Right.
Exactly. Like, it's not like you're in first place every time.
No. But Jeff is always right there. Yeah. Right there in Poop Road, where we just, I think Levi coined it. He's in Poop Road. And as long as he stays there, anything is possible. You know, next year, if Jeff's in first, that shatters things.
Yeah.
You know, the league's probably over after that. But that's all the questions that I've got. I think I covered them all. But I think we're going to look at we're going to pull out three teams and kind of give, like, two things that we like and two things that we don't. We're going to start with Lance. So, if you're looking at Lance's team, Levi, what are two things that you like and two things that you don't like?
Let's see. Well, I don't like his face.
What?
I was going to say it. Somebody needs to say it.
I didn't need you to be controversial.
I didn't know that was controversial. Okay. That's fine. Mm-hmm. I do like his wide receivers. I think, like we saw with the Basham Index, points, it has the highest points, and it's pretty defining there. Having Justin Jefferson and JSN, like, that's kind of a cheat code. And then I think Tyre Warren is probably like the best rookie you could have picked this year. Like, he also has Omega Ibuka, so he has good rookies as well. But I think having Tyler Warren has been pretty, like, a big edge for him.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the running backs are a little lacking. Like, Kenneth Walker has been splitting time. He hasn't really, like, had, like, a great, you know, he's had, like, maybe one good game, but, like, hasn't really put it on like he normally does. Like, normally it's injury that puts him out. And then he's had Jordan Mason with Aaron Jones coming back. He hasn't really, like, clicked. And it seems like he's become second fiddle again. Does have James Cook, who's having another great year, but can't just win based on that. So I'd say the running backs.
Yeah, I was leaning toward, I think Tyler Warren has been really good. Like, I really like him at that tight end position on a team that's just winning, so that's always good. I don't, the thing that I didn't like, obviously, the mother was his receivers. I like his receivers. Kenneth Walker. I feel like where he drafted him at, and everybody thought he was going to be this bell cow. He has not lived up to his expectations. So that's the thing that I don't like. And Malik Washington, obviously, he's kind of starting him, you know, with Ibaka down. His bench isn't all that great, but, you know, he's got R.J. Harvey and Jordan Mason who've been good in spots. But, yeah, definitely his receivers I like a lot, and Tyler Warren. I love James Cook. But, yeah, Kenneth Walker, not big on him. I'm sure he's kind of been down on him a little bit as well. We're going to move on to Scoop's Troops. What's a couple things on his team that you like and a couple things that you don't?
Let's see. I'll get a better look at it. This is another great wide receiver team. With, you know, he's got Amon-Ra St. Brown. He's got Garrett Wilson, who's been putting up a pretty good year. He didn't do well against Denver, and he has been hurt. I think that's what. But since he's been, like, his first 5 weeks of the season, he's been great, and he would be like a top 10 receiver. So once he gets healthy, I think he could rival Lance and Jeff for best receivers. Another thing, I think he made, like we talked about before, like, he made a great trade. He probably made mm-hmm. the best trade of the season so far with Daniel Jones. Like, giving up, like, in a vacuum, giving up A.J. Brown for Daniel Jones, you'd say whoever got A.J. Brown is getting a steal. And I'm looking back, I like, you'd rather be Daniel Jones every time, like, mm-hmm. with hindsight.
Yeah.
I think he also made a great trade.
Yeah, that's what the Daniel Jones, because what I didn't like, you know, Jaden Daniels, I love Jaden Daniels. I don't like, you know, he took him in the first round and then he got injured. He's been great when he's been playing, but he's missed, what, 4 games at least? Something like that?
He's only played 5 games, yeah, so he's missed
three. So, yeah, but I think he kind of made up for that in that trade, getting Daniel Jones, who's been, what is he, like, top five? He's ace. So he's been averaging 27, 28 points a game. So I really like that. Amon St. Brown has been awesome. I don't like the Kareem Hunt, you know. Now, whether or not that's because of bye weeks or, you know, Pacheco going down, I'm not. Their running back situation is awful. You know, I think Pat Mahomes is still the leading rusher. Does that sound right? I think he is.
He's got to be, right? He keeps splitting it up.
Right, so you're starting a guy that, you know, is getting, you know, usurped by the quarterback, who's not been known to be that great of a runner. He's been solid, but not great. And Trey McBride's been awesome, you know, so I do like that.
Yeah, he's been number three tight end.
Yeah, he's been putting up some points. We're going to move on to Slops, Mr. Average. What are a couple of things that you like? A couple of things you don't.
I think this is another great wide receiver team. Like we said, he's got the number one receiver, the number three receiver, and Ja'Marr Chase, despite, you know, losing Joe Burrow for basically the season, still the number one. Like, so they need him. He's like predefined as, like, you got to take him as early as possible in a draft. I think once again, like, Jeff had a great value quarterback last year, and I think he got a great value quarterback again this year with Sam Darnold and Drake May.
Mm-hmm.
He took Jordan Love, but, you know, he was smart enough to know that Jordan Love is not, you know, good enough to, like, start every week, so he ended up taking Darnold and May, I think May right after
mm-hmm.
Love, and that, I think that's worked out for him and kept him from being, you know, worse off than he is, because, like, he's had to deal with a lot of injuries and concerns. Now, you know, he took some risks with the rookies. I think that's probably the most critical thing mm-hmm. about the team. Like, he went Hampton and Genty. He didn't really have he probably should have taken a safer running back there, that could, you know, you could play every week. That's not as, like, you know, fun or, you know, sexy as Jenty and Hampton.
Mm-hmm.
Hampton got hurt. Can't really predict that, but he was having a pretty good year. And then Jenty hasn't really picked it up yet. He's had, what, one good game?
He's had one really good game and a couple of, like, good games.
Yeah. Like, so he's starting to come along, but, like, it's been, we're going into week 9, and he's the number 18 running back. And I think Jeff drafted him to be, you know, a top 10, top 5 running back.
Right.
Deck was stacked against him being a Raider. So,
Yeah, I would go like Drake May. I wanted Drake May. Like, he was one of the guys. Him and J.J. McCarthy was another one that I liked. But Drake May has definitely, like, been a silver lining there for Jeff's team. As running backs, I mean, you're starting Bam Knight and Jenty's. Like you said, I feel like Jeff probably would go back and maybe undo that one, maybe. But it's a little early. There's still 6 weeks left. Jenty could still, you know, rise in that top 10 spot if he finishes strong. But yeah, his quarterback situation, I do like it. You know, with having Love on the bench, he can swap in for, you know, Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
Whether the match up. But, you know, his running backs, Omarion Hampton getting hurt, definitely hurt big time. I think he was like, what did he do? He was like starting to gain some steam. Yeah, he went 40, 51, and 20. He got hurt in that 20-point game.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he may have been the best back rookie they drafted. It just ended up getting hurt. So yeah, I think for sure his receivers and Drake May has been a bright spot for his team. So I think for the next couple of weeks, we're going to look at each team, kind of give what we like, what we don't like. Maybe we'll throw out, like, potentially, is there a trade that we would make? Because it's kind of hard for us. For me anyway, I don't like trades, so maybe it'd be easier for me to pick a trade for someone else, you know, like, being that we don't trade. Was there only been one trade this whole season?
I think there's been two, because Brad and there's three. Brad and Rob. And then
Brad and Jason.
Brad and Jason. And then Jeff and... Or was it Jeff and Lance? No, it was... I think it was Brad again, and Brad and Lance. It's like Troy Franklin and...
Yeah, so Brad's been the only... Yeah, he's been the consistent trader.
Brad, Whelan, and Dealing.
And it's worked out, because Brad's in third. So, like, he hasn't... Granted, maybe the Daniel Jones is the one he'd probably go back and undo. You know, with Travis Hunter being hurt.
Yeah.
So, he probably... So, it's kind of
worked out.
I'd say
the wash with Rob and Brad. What was it? T. Higgins for Breece Hall?
Yeah, I think... I think Brad came out on top on that.
Getting...
But I don't think it's too like
T. Higgins. He got close. T. Higgins or did Breece... No, he got Breece Hall.
He got Breece Hall. Breece Hall's been pretty good. I actually won him a game the other week.
He got his first touchdown.
He got three that game.
Mm.
He threw for one and rushed two.
Yeah.
But so yeah, it's kind of worked out for the trades for Brad. Maybe one of them's a wash. But yeah, I think that's all we got for the mailbag. Back to you, Levi.
Yeah, we'll go ahead and finish it off here. So that's it for the podcast. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week with Brad, and maybe we'll try to get a guest on as well. But thanks again. We'll see y'all later.